listener production.
Hi, it's Lachlan Itter with your local news briefing. The inquiry into Queensland's state-run forensics lab has heard Shandy Blackburn's killer may have left DNA on her body, clothing or car, but may not have been detected because of the evidence collecting and testing process. The Mackay woman was killed while walking home from work in 2013. Yesterday, the inquiry heard the police method for collecting samples at the time may not have been best practice, and there was considerable pressure for workers in the forensics lab to process samples quickly. The inquiry will hear its final day of evidence today, with findings into the forensics lab to be handed down next month. A new analysis has revealed soaring costs of rent in the Mackay region, with tenants paying around $33 a week more than this time last year. That's according to the latest SQM Research Weekly Rents Index, analysed by the Everybody's Home campaign. Spokesperson May Azizi says all levels of government need to invest in more social and affordable housing.
Australia's rental market has been unaffordable for a long time. Rents have been going up every year consistently for the last 35 years. It's been really overheated in the last year, but this has been a problem that's been getting worse year on year.
Serena Hospital has lifted its visitor restrictions after a number of inpatients tested positive to COVID last week. The hospital made the decision to close its doors to visitors and ramp up PPE and isolation rules in response. But with no further cases, visitors are now being welcomed back. And new stinger signs have been installed at Imeo Beach, designed to give swimmers more information about the dangers posed by jellyfish. Earlier this year, a 14-year-old boy died after being stung by a box jellyfish at the beach. Taking a look at local sport now, it's going to be a competitive round for our local Mackay cricket teams this weekend. South Sharks are looking to secure their second win of the season when they take on Brothers. Around the grounds, Mackay Magpies will defend their nesting ground against Norths, and Pioneer Valley will challenge ladder leaders Walkerston.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free, and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.